It's Thursday, February 25th, 2010, and welcome to episode 105 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Welcome to an abbreviated edition of Tech Talk for Teachers, as I wanted to get one quick podcast in before the month of February slipped away from us. I do have a little bit of cleanup work to do, as last episode I had asked if anyone from India was listening. I didn't receive an email from India, however, I did receive an email from Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates from someone who used to live in India, and Tasin wanted to make sure she said hello and let you know she appreciated your email comment. Now on to this week's content. At the beginning of this week, we had a research fair here in our college. We recently completed a survey, and we had 451 people respond out of a little over 500. Works out to about an 83% participation rate. So we did have a large number of students complete the survey, and it was well represented. To give you an idea, this is student college technology use, so we did have pretty good representation from all levels of college. Of the respondents, 12% identified themselves as freshmen, 20% as sophomores, 30% as juniors, 23% as seniors, and 15% as graduate students. So a pretty good representation across the board of the different levels. We, of course, ask about computer use, and we've been at 90% plus computer ownership for a while. But in this survey, 98.4% of respondents reported owning a computer. To further break that down, we ask about the type of computer that they had, and 12.7% reported having a desktop computer, 65.9% having a laptop, 19.8% said both a desktop and a laptop, and, as I said, 1.6% reported not owning a computer. As far as operating systems, 91.2% reported owning a PC running Windows, and 8.8% running a Mac with OS X. We ask a general question, do you know how to burn a CD? And 92.4% of respondents said yes. Regarding social networking, we ask about MySpace and Facebook accounts. To break it down further, 51% reported only Facebook, 2% reported only MySpace, 33% reported both MySpace and Facebook, and 14% said neither Facebook or MySpace. In the question, do you own an MP3 player? 83% of respondents said yes, they own an MP3 player. Do you own a cell phone? 99.8% of respondents, so it looks like approximately one person out of the 451 did not own a cell phone. That one surprised me a little bit. I didn't think it would be, you know, nearly 100%. Of those, of course, 95% reported having a texting service. We ask a question about how often do you back up your data, and this one surprised me and it's probably a little frightening for the IT folks out there. 44.3% said, I never back up. The question regarding listening to audio podcasts, 66% had reported that they had listened to an audio podcast. When we ask how they listened to an audio podcast, this is a little surprising. 90% said they listened on a computer, and only 10% reported listening on an MP3 player. We ask if the students had iTunes installed on their computer, and 77% reported yes, they did have iTunes installed. But going back to the podcast question, only 13.4% had ever subscribed to a podcast. Then we asked several questions about frequency of use of just some of the common technology tools, and I won't bother to sit here and read all of the different things. I will have a little bit more information coming up in my technology pick of the week, however. It was an interesting survey. We had an 83% participation rate. And it's interesting to see how the technology use by college students has evolved over the years. In general tech news, since our last episode, two big developments have occurred. Apple announced a new iPad device, which is going to be targeting use as an ebook reader / audio video consumption device. It's not out yet. They just made the announcement late last month. And then the other thing that's been in the news a lot lately is Google Buzz. If you have a Gmail account, you may have seen some information about this. This is something that Google kind of surprised users with, and it's not been getting very good reviews due to some privacy concerns. On my Android phone, I do have Google Maps, and there is a new function that allows you to layer Google Buzz on top of your map. There are a lot of privacy concerns because on the map, you can literally see everybody that has made a status update in what Google is calling a buzz, similar to like Twitter or a Facebook status update. And not only does it give you the information on what the user said, it gives the username and also the location on the map, and sometimes down to the street level. So there are some privacy concerns with that, and Google has made several adjustments, but users are still getting accustomed to what it is and if it's going to be useful as a tool. If you're receiving this in your feed today, and if you happen to be attending the East Central Illinois Technology Conference tomorrow, I will be there. I'll be presenting on podcasting, some professional development opportunities there. So if you happen to attend tomorrow, make sure you stop by and give a shout out and say hello. My technology pick of the week this week is a service called Prezi, P-R-E-Z-I. I have several friends in my Twitter network that have been using Prezis, and what it is a visual representation. It's kind of like a PowerPoint that you can zoom in and zoom out of objects. It's really kind of hard to describe. The best way is to experience it. So what I've done is I've attempted my first Prezi, and it contains some of the research that I reported on earlier. So if you're interested, I'll provide a link in the show notes, as well as a link to the generalprezi.com website. Several presenters are using this now. It provides a lot of motion, and it really can keep the audience attention if it's not overdone. That wraps it up for episode 105 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. To leave a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.